there's probably a need for a bit of consideration here. A huge cost involved too, the fencing. I mean, I think it's a bit over the top. I honestly do believe that a bit of common sense can come into play here. And I think that maybe working closely with the local community group and indeed some of the locals in the area, that the concerns that need to be addressed can be addressed and people move forward together.
The ETB is saying that it wants to, in the long term, enhance the amenities and the facilities there. It welcomes the public to Garton, but they say in the short term there is a health and safety issue. You believe that health and safety issue could be resolved through dialogue and discussion?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this year we're in the middle of a pandemic. A lot of people probably only used Garton for the first time this year. There were a lockdown this year where people at a stage wasn't allowed to go to beaches, and maybe they went to Garton because it was the only thing available to them. But I think we need to look at this in the context of what it is. In the middle of a pandemic, how people use this year. So we shouldn't just focus on this year. This is a facility that's a huge benefit, provides a huge form of therapy to many people. So we shouldn't just focus on this year or what happened during the lockdown. But going forward, Garton can improve a lot. We've seen huge investment in the past. I would have been a member of the VEC at the time the funding was received for the boathouse and development, and we would have had our own elected area meetings there in the council in the past. We would have VEC meetings there. All that was done to embrace and connect and bring the community, and that's something I want to see continuing as well. Hopefully common sense can prevail here and we can see the proposals being reviewed.